Let me ask you, being in the industry for a while, are there any producers or artists that you would like to work with?
You know, I respect so many singers, especially, you know, the ones that are, I'm big on underdogs because, you know, there's been times when I felt that, you know, with the talent that God has blessed me, perhaps I should have gone further. I should have had a couple hit records, et cetera. But I mean, there's some new ones now that are just blowing as well. There's Ledisi and Jasmine Sullivan, who was there, who both were there while I was singing. And then there were the greats like Stephanie Mills and Jennifer Holliday and Michelle Pharrell, and there were so honestly, I say that just to say that I would honestly love to sing with any of them. We all have similar voices and belts, and you know, so I would be honored to sing with them. I just love them all, and I'm not being politically correct. It's just the truth.
Okay, now a lot of folks know about the reality show Basketball Wives, right?
Uh huh.
So let me just ask you this. How is it being married to a basketball Hall of Famer, a coach, an announcer, a man of Mark Jackson's magnitude?
You know, when Mark is home, he's just Mark. When Mark is at church, he's just a worshiper. He's just Mark. When he has his hands lifted at church and tears are streaming down his eyes, you know, he is just that, a child of God who has made mistakes, who has made many mistakes, yet God has found favor on his life. So when I look at him, I say, Lord, thank you for the favor that's on his life that you've blessed me to be intertwined with because we are one. So I say it with all humility and humbleness that it's the most wonderful thing in the world, yet at the same time, there are times when, again, he's just a man. He's just my kid's dad. And, you know, I let him have it. You know, the thing that I appreciate him about, he's the same all the time. If you see him on TV and the team wins and he's not jumping around, and if they lose, he's not jumping around. It's like everybody's looking in his eyes to say, what is he thinking? Because he's not reacting. And even at home, when there are situations, he's never called me out of my name. He's never been the type of man to demean me. If anything, he's always lifted me up. So I put him on a high, high pedestal because of the gentleman that his father created, his parents, his mother and dad. They created a wonderful son, and they taught a wonderful son. And I just respect him, not just because he's my husband, but I respect him for what he stands for. Everything that comes out of his mouth is what he means. So even in the midst of the storm and the song Strip, if he married me till death do us part, we love till death do us part. Does it mean you're not going to go through ups and downs? Does it mean that even our flesh gets weak? And does it mean you're not going to be able to, I mean, you're going to be able to, you know, stop your flesh? No, we pray that that's the case. But if we really keep it real amongst ourselves, how many have looked at somebody else and had to say, Lord, put your hand on your forehead and touch you, get the oil on your head. But, hey. You know, he's a great man. He's a great man.
Talking about your husband, Mark Jackson, haven't seen him, you know, play and coach and on TV, he is cool. And one thing I can say, I have the utmost respect about him because this man, when it comes to analyzing a game, he can break it down. I mean, he breaks it down. He shows his intelligence. And, it just makes you feel good to say, hey, that brother know what he's talking about. And he can hold his own, you know, and he knows the game. And I like to see him coaching again one day, you know, because I what he did with Golden State was phenomenal. If nobody else say it, I'll say it because before he went to Golden State, nobody wanted to go to Golden State. But he did a phenomenal job.
Oh, thank you so much. I know. And, you know, when I think about they've broken so many records, 20-year record. They didn't do this in 20 years, and they didn't do that in 20 years. And then you kind of say, okay, here's a man that lost his job. Why did he lose his job? Well, Mark is the type of person that, again, if he firmly believes in something, he's going to stick with it. He's going to always respect authority, so you're never going to get that from him, disrespect from him, ever. So when I think about the only reason, I say, now I'm the wife now. Did they fire you because you love the Lord, because you talk about God? And you know, it's just so many things that you can say, like, wow, what was that about? Mm-hmm. But he will coach again. He is commentating with ESPN. He's doing an awesome job. Well, he starts actually in a couple weeks. But Mark's going to be fine. There's been opportunities already that he's turned down via coach, as far as coaching. And listen, I said, this time I'm going to move to the city. I stayed home with the church when he was coaching in Oakland, and I was, you know, the one, just the stability on this end. Mm-hmm. But wherever he goes, we're going. And there's a few teams that, you know, eventually will come up, and if it's right, we'll be there. And if not, God has another plan.
Definitely. Our guest, Desiree Coleman Jackson Kadash. I got it right this time.
You got that right this time.
Hey, for real. Listen, where can one get in touch? Where can your fans get in touch with you? Are you on Facebook, Instagram? Where are you?
I am on Facebook. You can find me under Kadash Desiree Coleman Jackson, or you can go to www.kadeshlove.com. That's KADESHLOVE, kadeshlove.com, or DesireeColemanJackson.com, or they can find me on Twitter. I'm all around.
Okay. It has been a pleasure, and may God continue to bless you, your family, your career, your ministry, anything that you touch. I really appreciate it. You know, I can tell by just talking to you that you are a beautiful woman, you know, and Mark Jackson has a prize.
To God be the glory. You know, God has been so good to us. And, you know, if he never does another thing, he's already done enough. So I want to just encourage the young people that when I go out there to tour and stuff, just get the music. But anytime you come into an encounter with me and my music face-to-face, your life is going to change.
Our guest, Desiree Coleman Jackson Kadash. The new single is called Strip. The new album, Love, will be out the first of the year in January. Thank you for spending time with us inside of the Gospel Spotlight.
Thank you. To God be the glory. Thank you for having me.
You are so welcome.
Thank you.